10 Sleep Number owners recommend it. And you can only find it at a Sleep Number store. Oh, and right now, it's the lowest price ever on our temperature balancing i8 bed. Save $700. For research information and to find one of our 550 stores nationwide, go to sleepnumber.com.
It is 3 past the hour of 3 here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class, getting ready to set sail here from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Coming up, we'll talk to John Granton, Gym 5 Sports, NHL playoff action, NBA playoff action coming back into focus tomorrow, the Major League Baseball season continuing, and the Preakness. We'll talk about that with John coming up here in just a little bit. We'll go over the news of the day, talk about the state track and field meet going on at the Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Before 7 o'clock, your chance to win with $100 a day in the month of May, courtesy of Toyota of Iowa City. We'll play Race to Win, all that coming up on the Gym Class here on a Thursday on KGYM. On an overcast Thursday, we welcome you in on the Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and welcome in Iowa City and Johnson County, surrounding areas in 106.3 FM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. Hope everybody made it through the storms last night. A little bit of damage around, maybe a couple of small tornadoes. Is there any... Saying small tornado is like saying minor surgery, isn't it, Mark? Good afternoon.
Some are worse than others.
Boy, big straight line winds last night and some torrential rain. And got through it okay, though. Bird nest fell out of the tree, though, but no birds. And they had apparently had moved out.
They fleed.
So I think we're okay. My wife saw it and... said, what is that? It looks like a bird's nest.
Happy birthday to Christy, by the way.
Yes, happy birthday to my wife. I was going to get to it. Spoiler alert. Might even be listening today. Took the day off to enjoy her birthday. So if you're listening, happy birthday. Bird's nest. Yeah, she said, go see if that's the bird's nest. So I went out and saw if it was a bird's nest. There was one vacant egg, but I think it was an old one. That had not, don't want to get into too technical of nature here, but I think everything came out okay. I think they had left the nest, if you will. I didn't see any birds, baby birds around or anything like
Coming up, UNASH's nest cam.
Yes, my nest cam. I don't even know where to put the nest back if I had to.
Let the birds do it.
Yeah, that's why I kept it right out there. I said, if you want to take care of it, go ahead and take care of it. So, hey, if you do have some damage out there, we are thinking about you today. I know there are places around eastern Iowa that did suffer some damage last night, and hopefully our programming can help you out if you're doing some cleanup today. So, I guess it always could be worse.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody got hurt. So, that's a good thing from last night's storms. John Cranton's going to join us coming up in just a little bit here on KGYM. We'll talk with him about a bevy of subjects. We'll do that here in just a little bit. State track going on today, though.
Indeed. A lot of area runners in action. The second session has begun, and you've got some results from early on.
Yeah, as soon as I hit the right thing here and go through it here. Yeah, 2A and 3A. It was 1A and 4A this morning and this afternoon, early this afternoon, and then the 2As and the 3As have just started. They got their field events underway with a lot of those coming up. We can update you on how everything has progressed here so far. Earlier today in Class 1A and in Class 4A, taking a look at some of the results here. In the Class 4A girls discus, Leah Dusterhoff of Iowa City West, she finished up in second. The women of Troy had a very good day today. They came out of the gates very well. Boys long jump in Class 1A, Javante Squires of Lone Tree is your state champion. Brett Givens of Lisbon finished up in seventh. We'll just go through the point place winners here and let you know about that. In the boys' high jump in Class 4A, Jared Sams Merriweather of Iowa City West finished up in fourth. Marty Borseth of Cedar Rapids Prairie. Also, he tied for fourth in that. Also today, taking a look at the boys' discus, Jackson Coker of Kennedy picked up the first place medal there for the Cougars. Won it by 3 feet.
School record, I believe.
Yeah, school record for Kennedy. So congratulations to him. Picked up 10 points for the Cougars. Riley Higgins of Linmar, he finished up in the fourth spot today. Girls long jump. What can't Riley Menster do? She's one of my favorites. I have to say that. She's just a terrific young lady and just a terrific athlete. And she won today for Springville again. Charisse Ward of Iowa Valley finished up in second place. Erica Hoffman of East Buchanan finished up in eighth place today. Girls high jump in 4A. Skylar Pressler of Linmar finishes up in second today for the Lions. And those were the results as far as the field events are concerned. We'll just give you the finals here. They did run some prelims today, but obviously they will have their finals coming up Friday and Saturday. First of all, girls, advance on that. Girls 3,000 in Class 4A, Bailey Nock of Iowa City West was a champion. Gabby Skopek of Iowa City West finished up in third. Emily Bywater of Iowa City High finished up in the fifth spot. So a 1-3 finish there for West High today in the girls 3,000, and really got things off to a good start right there. Boys 3,200-meter run, Ryan Murphy of Linmar with the win, just edged out a Johnston runner. Colby Greiner of Iowa City West finished up in third. Ali Ali of Iowa City West finished up in the fifth spot today for the Trojans. Girls 4x8, Edco finished up in third today. Central City finished up in seventh today in that. 4A girls 4x800 relay was won by Waukee. Cedar Falls finished up in third in that one. In Class 1A boys 4x800 meter relay, Pekin was your winner. Lisbon finished up in third. North Lynn finished up in the fifth spot. Boys 4x800, Waukee was the winner. Iowa City High finished up in seventh place for that. In the girls, well, let's see. Hold on just one moment. All right, girls 400 meters in 4A. Peyton Wenzel's 3-for-3 now, set a brand new meet record for the Linmar Lions, 54-84 in the girls 400 today. Congratulations to her as she wins another one for Linmar. In the boys 400 meter run in class 1A, Lisbon went 2-3. Blake Langhurst and Jack Butteris finished up second and third today for the Lions. In the boys 400-meter run, Darian Porter, sophomore out of Bettendorf, was your champion. Zach Jones of City High finished in the ninth spot. So that's what we have right now. Team scores, boys 4A through five events, the first five events, tied at the top. Waukee and West Des Moines Valley both with 27 points. Bettendorf with 18. Linmar in fourth right now with 15. Iowa City West in fifth. They have 14 points. Kennedy is in eighth right now. Cougars with a total of 10 points. Prairie is 14th right now. City High is 17th. Boys Class 1A, Lisbon is your team leader after day one with 22 points. AGWSR, of course Mark knows what that means, they are in second with 21 points. That's Ackley, Geneva, Wellsburg, Steamboat Rock. Pekin in third. Lone Tree is tied for fifth along with Sigourney right now in the team standings. Girls Class 4A team standings. Iowa City West leads after day one. The women of Troy with 24 points. Johnston second with 19. Linmar is in third right now with a total of 18 points. And girls Class 1A, you've got a tie at the top. Five-way tie. Five different schools won an event today. Springville, Lawton Bronson, East Mills, Central Elkader, and Maple Valley Anthony Odo, which next year, as we learned earlier this week, will be Maple Valley Anthony Odo Charter Oak Ute.
How did OAIGBC do?
I don't see them here. I think there are 2A in track.
Okay, all right.
So you will have to wait to see how OABCIG did. So there you go. That's the way track goes so far today. 2As and 3As are just underway.
Yeah, highlighting this afternoon is that Tristan Wirth is going to be in the circle. I think the shot could be the discus. But I think the discus, first of all, but He's one of the main attractions. Despite an ankle injury, he's still a go for the state meet and a big hope for Mount Vernon there in that class.
Indeed. I could probably tell you here if I can find it. 3A boys discus, yes. Mm-hmm. That'll be coming up later on. So best of luck to all the athletes. Good start for all the area athletes as well here today as far as the state track meet goes in Des Moines. You can reach us on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600 as we get ready to talk to John Cranton in a minute.
We've got afternoon baseball, three finals in the books. Pittsburgh has defeated the Washington Nationals 10-4. Colorado defeating Minnesota 5-1, first game of a day-night doubleheader as a result of yesterday's washout. Jose Barrios going for the Twins tonight. Detroit has beaten Baltimore 6-5. That is a final in the sixth inning. Texas leading Philadelphia 5-2. The Chicago Cubs crushing Cincinnati right now 9-0 in the sixth. And the end of the second inning, San Diego on top of Milwaukee 1-0.
Reds can hit, but my God, they can't pitch.
No.
And they're not even hitting today against John Lester. Cubs are going to get a sweep in the three-game series against the Reds. Brewers, who are suddenly in first place, they overtook the Cardinals, who have lost two one-run games to Boston the last two nights. And Brewers will come into Wrigley Field coming up tomorrow for the weekend series. So we shall see how that plays out. Very interesting early season series right there. 319-366-1600. We'll play Race to Win. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. Some of the news and notes today nationally here. Careful what you wish for, L.A. Rams and L.A. Chargers, because now it sounds like their stadium is going to be put off 1 year. Also kind of messes up the plans of the National Football League because they already had that stadium pegged for a Super Bowl coming up. And that may have to be pushed back a year or so. They usually don't give a Super Bowl to a stadium in their first year. And that's what it will be now, apparently. So we'll see. We'll see if they make an exception to their rule of that and award a Super Bowl to the new stadium. So San Diego, you got that. You got the Vegas now saying that sounds like the Raiders won't be moving until 2021. Is karma trying to tell something? Mm. It's too late for St. Louis. The Rams are gone. The Rams are gone. Chargers will play next year in Los Angeles. No doubt about that. I hope the Raiders stay in Oakland. I don't think it's going to happen, but they have not broken ground yet on a Las Vegas stadium. And they've already, the first money path fell through, so they're seeing if the second money path will work as far as the Las Vegas Raiders are concerned. But who knows if City of Oakland might dump them too, because the lease runs through 2018, I believe, at the Coliseum out there. So I hope they stay in Oakland.
I do too.
And so does most of Raider Nation out there. So they got a little football news off the field. I'm not liking what's happening with my Kansas City Chiefs, Mark.
Alex Smith?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am not liking, and I knew this was going to happen the minute Patrick Mahomes was drafted. You've got one unhappy quarterback right now in Kansas mm-hmm. City with Alex Smith, who is basically in his first interview since the draft, came out and said, I'm not in the Chiefs' future. Maybe 1 year, the two-year deal that he has left. He has signed through the year 2018. He thinks he will not be on the field in 2018.
Yeah, he expects to get dumped, and that's unfortunate. Alex Smith may not be an upper echelon quarterback in the NFL, but he's very efficient at what he does. I hate the term game manager.
I do too.
But he is. I'd love to have him.
All he does is win games, everybody. Yeah. All he does is win games, and I will take that every day of the week and twice on Sunday. And to have this in the locker room for a team that has a shot, I think, of going a long way next year is very unsettling to this Chiefs fan anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think out there? I know we have a lot of Chiefs fans out there. It's not only me. 319-366-1600 if you want to weigh in here on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. as Alex Smith coming out and saying that today. Mentioned the afternoon baseball going on. Conor McGregor may fight Mayweather. Who knows what's going to happen as far as that is concerned. But he's getting more publicity today. What's the... we should have a question. We do have a poll question. We'll get to that.
In a boxing match, McGregor doesn't stand a chance, does he?
But does... how would you do it? I mean, I'm not an MMA guy.
If I'm Mayweather, I'm not getting in the octagon with McGregor.
Right.
He's a boxer. He's an artist.
Whichever one they go with the strength of, they're going to annihilate the other one. I really believe that. And if McGregor wants to fight Mayweather, I don't think he's going to last a minute. Or he's just going to go and do go to MMA moves when he's not supposed to.
Pay-per-view is going to be huge, though.
Oh, it's going to be great for those 3 minutes. Going to be absolutely amazing for that, but...
I doubt it ever happens.
There's too much money going about. Half of it's already taken care of now with McGregor. They got to get Mayweather on board, but a lot of people are going to make a lot of money on this. A lot of money. Maybe we'll ask John Cranton about it. Maybe that'll be an extra added question for John today. Is it going to be in Vegas? What does Vegas think about it? I know John's listening, so maybe we'll get his opinion on that coming up here in just a little bit. 20 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock.
Mayweather is 40, though. Does that make a difference?
That's young.
I don't think so.
That's young, Mark. In my book, it's young anyway. All right. We're going to get to John Cranton coming up here in just a moment, and we'll play Race to Win coming up a little bit later on here on the program. Stay tuned. We're going to talk with John Cranton, and we'll talk a little hockey, a little basketball, a little baseball, and more, and we'll do it after this. You're listening to The Gym Class here on KGYM.
Severe weather can sneak up fast, and Linn County REC wants to help you stay safe and stay informed. May is National Electric Safety Month, so it's the perfect time to get prepared for storm-related power outages. Make sure you have a battery-operated flashlight, radio, clock, and some fresh batteries on hand. And if you haven't already, download the Smart Hub app. This cool tool makes it simple to report an outage. Get the Smart Hub app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, select Linn County REC as your electric provider, and log in with the same username and password you use at LinnCountyREC.com. Then, if the weather takes a turn and the power goes out, you can report it right there in a tap. You can also look over the map to see if it's a widespread outage. Download the Linn County REC Smart Hub app now during National Electric Safety Month, and you'll be ready if an Iowa storm rolls in. It's just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Here's today's $100 a day in the month of May phrase, sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City.
Thought more about it that the home teams are really getting the job done here, so I'm just going to go with that.
Be caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600 and win with KGYM.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs, tax extra.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM. Eastern Iowa's Sports Talk Radio.
Back with you on the Gym Class here on KGYM at 3:22. Yeah, there you go. Our chance today on local programming for your chance to win $100 in the month of May. We do that every weekday in the month of May with the exception of Memorial Day Monday coming up a week from this Monday. And that is courtesy of Toyota of Iowa City. So, James from Ely, I believe, is our winner today of the $100. So, James, congratulations on that. Be listening all through the month of May for your chance to win $100 each weekday right here on KGYM. All right, he's not eligible for the $100 a day, but he is our guy in Las Vegas, and that is John Cranton, who joins us here from Jim Feist Sports. You can follow him at Jim Feist Sports on Twitter, and it's jimfeist.com, the website. John, how are you doing today?
Hey, if there's $100 going around, somebody wants to wager, count me in, baby.
Hey, maybe you can wager it on the McGregor-Merriweather tangle or boxing match or MMA. I don't know. Is Vegas, you know, are they excited about the possibility of this happening?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, not most people are into baseball and basketball betting right now, but there is an enormous segment that gets into the boxing. When these matches happen on the weekend, there's money on it. There's people coming in to watch it, and it's an event, particularly it's held at one of the places here. So, yeah, it is very, very high every couple of weeks.
National Hockey League, John, I want to know where you're going to put your C note on, Anaheim evening this thing or Nashville and extending?
Boy, this Nashville team is amazing, isn't it? Finishing fourth in their own division, and then here they are, this close to a Stanley Cup final. It would be their first one in like a decade, but they've been playing exceptionally well. Difficult situational spot for Anaheim. The Ducks are a defensive team. That's how they play. They're, 17th in goals scored and 20th in penalty killing. And when they get behind, it can make it difficult to come back. And we've seen that in this series, a couple of defensive games that Nashville has won, the 2-1, the last one. And that's been the Predators' modus operandi this entire postseason. 13 playoff games they played, 22 goals allowed. It's just amazing the run that they're on. And it's a classic example of a team playing good during the regular season, then getting hot, coming together down the stretch. And they're tough, and they're for real. They're not quite a fluke. I thought Nashville and Ottawa getting this deep might be a fluke. I still think that way about Ottawa, even though they play well. But Nashville, no, I'm a believer in this team. Snag and the Anaheim team, that's not great on the road. They're not great when it comes to coming from behind. The way I'm going to look at the game, though, is if you want to follow the money, Nashville went from a 155 favorite up to 160. So a lot of the bettors, they're not scared of betting a favorite here. And the total goal scored is 5. That's how I'm going to look at this one. A defensive game very similar to the last one when Anaheim faces a team with a winning record, 12.6 under the total. As I mentioned, they like that low-scoring game. And the way Nashville's defense has been playing the last month, look for another 2-1 game tonight either way.
Yeah, and fourth place in their division, yet might get to the Stanley Cup Finals. You just got to be hot at the right time. And Nashville, they got a hot goalie, and they've got some talent on the Predators team. So they're getting it done there. Let's change our direction to the National Basketball Association. It's nothing tonight, but then tomorrow back to the Eastern Conference, and it will be game two between the Cavs and the Celtics, with Cleveland winning that one big in game number one. They're talking about not if Cleveland's going to win, but if Boston's even going to win a game. They better. I got to think they might try to get tomorrow night's at home before they head to Cleveland for game 3 and 4.
Yeah, I was talking with Jim just about an hour ago about that exact same topic. He said, look at this. For Cleveland to sweep this series 4-0, normally that would be plus money, and yet it's not. That's actually the favorite right now, -110. And that's all based on what happened last game. So people are coming in with this being a sweep. And when you look at it, you can kind of understand the reasoning. They looked so dominant last night. Here they are, a 5.5-point favorite for tomorrow night's game. And if they win these first two games, well, they're going home for games 3 and 4. So why wouldn't it be a sweep? So that is a very likely possibility. I guess what we saw last week, a lot of people I knew had the Celtics as a home underdog, but there's also that thing in Vegas about the Game 7 hangover against a rested team, and that was certainly seemed to be the case last night. The Celtics just couldn't get on sync, and they had played the Game 7, the exciting Game 7 two nights ago, and Cleveland rested. The thing is, as far as matchups, they put the big man on Isaiah Thomas. Boston just doesn't have another guy who a reliable scorer. Now, we did see that in Game 7 when the Olynyk went crazy in that fourth quarter. But they're stepping up in competition against the Cavs. Cleveland did this in last year's playoffs. They threw double teams at Isaiah, put bigger men on him, and Boston just doesn't have a lot of other options. So they're going to have to do something strategically, but they're overmatched in this game. Cleveland talked about getting Kevin Love more involved in this series than he has been, and he was just doing everything, rebounding and passing and even bombing away. So I think Cleveland just has too many weapons. And when you look at Cleveland's road record, what, 500 on the season, they even had some defensive deficiencies. But I think what was happening is they just paced themselves, particularly LeBron, a veteran player, and now they're not pacing themselves. They are just beating everybody. As you mentioned, they haven't lost a game. So I can't look at the series and see the Celtics are going to come back and win one of these games. I wouldn't be surprised to see a sweep. And even if the Celtics do pull out a win here, they're probably going to be coming back home down 3-1, and that's the best possible scenario.
Yeah, Golden State is in much the same situation as Cleveland. They're just angling towards that NBA Finals. Can the Spurs turn it around Saturday at home?
Boy, here's another team, Golden State, that haven't lost a playoff game yet like Cleveland, and I don't think they're going to lose one until potentially game three at Cleveland, because San Antonio has a tough time matching up against them even when they're healthy, although they have played them fairly well at times this season. However, you know, you already lost Tony Parker, and the reports are that Kawhi Leonard will play, but he was seen yesterday at the airport with a slight limp. And it's good that they gave him that game off. It's a good strategy to try and give him much of the week to rest and then come back home in game three. But Golden State just has so many weapons. I mean, they were tough, like 25 points at the half, and just didn't seem to panic at all. They just kept running in that first game at San Antonio and blew them out in the second half and then blew them out again. If you want to make a case for San Antonio, they're rested, tape up Leonard's leg and maybe give him a great effort. Plus, the coach ripped his own team for the performance in Game 2, which he was accurate. They really didn't show much of an effort. So you know you're going to get a better effort, but is it going to be good enough against this Golden State team that was built to win the title and they picked up Durant in the offseason and just hasn't, is actually better than, I guess, the last two teams which have got to the final. So I think this is going to be a very quick sweep simply because the Spurs just don't have the weapons, and Golden State has way too many weapons. Keep in mind, Golden State 25-1 straight-up run. Talk about peaking at the right time. And if you like to play totals, keep in mind Golden State better defensively than you might imagine. They're 43-23 under the total. They're also a perfect 9-0 against the spread on the road. So I don't think anything is scaring this team right now. Yeah, I think it's going to be a sweep.
Don Krant joining us from Las Vegas here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Let's talk a little Major League Baseball. Two teams headed in different directions. Meet the Dodgers taking on the Marlins. Miami is in dead last in the National League East. Dodgers on the climb in the National League West.
Yeah, that's, you know, this Dodgers team is really strong all around. Top six as far as offense and runs and on-base percentage. Oh, and by the way, their pitching staff is number one in baseball. And into town comes this Miami team. Holy smoke, are they having trouble? They just finished up a 9-game homestand. It didn't matter. They went 3-11 over the last 2 weeks, so they are really struggling. Their offensive numbers are just terrible. Don Mattingly, the manager, coming back to the team that he got thrown out of. And overall, the Dodgers actually have a losing record of 3-4 the last week, but those were division rivalry games on the road against the Rockies and the Giants. Coming home, they should have no trouble. They do have Ryu on the mound tonight, who they haven't won when he's pitched. 1-8 with him on the mound, but still, Dodger Stadium's tough to score runs in. 3,000-mile road trip for a struggling Miami team, and they have to go with a pitcher who's worse here, and Edison Volquez, 0-5 on the season. And what really stands out with him is control. He doesn't have any. 24 walks and 34 innings pitched. That is horrible, and you just can't do that in Major League Baseball and survive. Finally, when Miami faces a winning team, just 4-10, so it looks like a nice weekend for the Dodgers starting tonight.
Yankees are in Kansas City. Yankees playing very well, but Royals have a guy on the hill, Danny Duffy, who can give teams fits. Do you believe that, John?
Yeah, I do. He's definitely an ace, 3.38 ERA, despite the losing record, because the Royals just trying to get the runs going, which they haven't. However, on a nice run here, 6-3 run, Kansas City is winning four times as an underdog. And interesting about the money for tonight's game, Kansas City last night opened slight favorite, -105, and yet the Yankees now -114 favorite. So people are looking at the red-hot New York Yankees, the young Yankees, doing well. But Duffy, exceptionally good pitcher. This is his fourth consecutive start at home. pitched very well against Baltimore, his last start, a nice 3-2 win, a six quality starts in his last eight trips to the mound. And keep in mind that when Duffy is on the mound at home, 19-7 record. Yankees come in with a 3-4 record the last week, and that's because they're on this long road trip, but boy, they are tough. Top three in runs scored, on base percentage, and they're pitching his fifth in baseball. Going to get to look at a young lefty in Jordan Montgomery. Well, he's been marginal, actually. 15 walks and 34 innings and 33 hits allowed, so he can put guys on base. But what really stands out with him is he's the weak link in this rotation because they're 1-3 when he starts. Kind of lean towards the Royals in this one. However, Yankees are 75-34 when matched up against Kansas City, so I guess I'll have to look for an offensive show here. The total is only 8.5, so I'll go with a 5-4 final either way, but a high-scoring game tonight.
The shoe has dropped on my Chicago White Sox.
No, it hasn't. It's still early.
I'm going to think back fondly to those days in early May when the Sox were over 500 and in first place. But they take on Seattle as the road trip continues on the West Coast. Wasn't a good one in Anaheim so far. And they take on the Mariners tonight. How about this game?
Well, the money was big on Seattle last night, 168 favorite. The Eds come in on your White Sox down to -155, and the totals come down, too, from 9 to 8.5. Let's call this the battle of the kids on the mound. The White Sox are going to go with Dylan Covey, a 25-year-old. Unfortunately, he's winless at 0-3 with a very high ERA, so the young kid has got some work to do. And then you got Seattle, which is kind of the opposite. The White Sox have trouble scoring runs, ranked 25th, but they're dynamite in pitching, top four. Seattle's the exact opposite. They got a top seven as far as runs scored on offense. Surprising for a team that plays in a big park like this. And yet their pitching is just atrocious. 27th in team ERA. They have a kid going tonight in Sam Gavlio, a 26-year-old. He's only had one game, and it was not pretty. A 7-2 loss to the formerly punchless Toronto Blue Jays. The team has not been playing well the last week. And keep this in mind, Chicago, when they head to Seattle, they've dominated this team, 38-17 in the Safeco. They really like this park. So, you know, I can't back Seattle with the kid on the mound at this high a price. So why not go with the White Sox with their dominance over the Mariners? I'll go with an upset tonight. White Sox 4-3.
Oh, my gosh.
Tomorrow we will have Barry Abrams of ESPN on the show to talk about the Preakness Stakes that goes off in Baltimore this Saturday. 10-horse field, John, it looks like, and always dreaming a prohibitive favorite. Love to have Vegas's perspective on the race.
Yeah, he's a favorite, and I talked to a couple of people who are horse aficionados, and both of them told me the same thing. There will not be a Triple Crown winner this season. So if we go by their assessment, part of it was that always dreaming, a very good horse, but not the dominant horse we see at times, and had some breaks there in the Derby. So if we go with that as the likely assessment, that actually makes it fun for this Saturday. You got more of a wide open field. You can take a look at some of the long shots, maybe even some long shots to win. So with that said, I took a look at some of these horses and some of the assessments. I'm going to go with this one called Senior Investment. It's a whopping long shot here, anywhere from 25-1 to 30-1. But here's the take on this horse. The last race was the Stone Street in Lexington, and first place finish in that one. And this horse has raced in five races the last 6 months. Three first place finishes. The book on it is that it is a late runner, so it consistently gets off to slower starts, but then it can come on strong down the stretch, which gives heart attacks to people rooting for and against Senior Investment. So if that's the case, it could be an interesting finish, but I'll go with this team, this horse that is a big long shot here that has won three of the last five races. So, do you guys have anything circled that stands out?
Give me Looking at Lee, John. his father won the 2010 Preakness, so there's good lineage there.
And you get 10-1 according to my odds. That's a nice shot.
I'll take your C note on that.
I agree with you. I don't think Always Dreaming is going to get the Triple Crown. Nothing against him personally. I just I think there's too many really good horses this year, up and down the line anyway. And a name that just jumps out at me is Cloud Computing. I don't know why. Cloud Computing. Javier Castellano will be the jockey on Saturday over at Pimlico, but we'll see. We'll see. It should be a good race.
One of the experts I did talk to gave me four horses, and one of them was Cloud Computing, so you're not alone in that thinking.
Well, we'll see. I was very wrong in the Derby. My horse is running in the Preakness. So,
John, tell us more about Jim Feist Sports, and if you have a free play, we'd love to have it.
Sure, I'll go to Minnesota Twins tonight. Kind of like them playing at home. And if you're looking for free information on sporting events and lines and odds and scores, you can go to jimfeist.com. Count a free pick daily from the Vegas Boys experts. Call a toll-free number, 888-294-1970.
I hope you're right, John.
Rockies getting the win today in the first of the day-night doubleheader. All right, John, appreciate it. Enjoy the horse race over the weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. We'll see you then, guys.
All right, John Krant joining us here, Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas on the Jim Class here on KGYM.
Grandson of a very prominent man in town has won a state title, Scott.
Yeah, Blair Brooks has won the Class 3A high jump at 6'7". He was the only competitor to get and clear that that height, I mm-hmm. guess it would be called. So congratulations to Blair, of course, grandson of the great Bob Brooks, and did it for the Marion Indians. Good win there for Marion in their quest to win the 3A boys state team title at the boys track and field meet.
Very good all-around athlete.
Yep. All right.
Does not take after his dad, Rob.
Oh, wow.
Rob's in Des Moines not hearing me right now.
All right, we will take a break. Come back. More on the way here in the Jim Class in KGYM.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. While that day may be a lot closer than you think, with a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Trex composite decking is rot and splinter resistant. Wood is not. Trex is insect proof. Wood is not. Trex eliminates time-consuming maintenance. Wood does not. Trex comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Wood does not. So here's the question. Why would you ever choose to build with wood? Make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Two guys who may have faces made for radio. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. The Jim Class. KGYM.
All right, thanks to John Krant for joining us. Coming up tomorrow, Barry Abrams in the gates from ESPN.com. We'll talk about the Preakness. Also, it is a Friday topic coming your way here. Mark came up with this one. I like it. It is a good one for this week that we're going to talk about on Friday. We had a great time with what sports will be like in the year 2050 last week. Introduce tomorrow's topic du jour.
We're going to be talking a lot around this subject. If you could trade places with anyone in sports, who would it be?
Alive or deceased? Or do they have to be alive?
Let's say living.
Okay. I may even go into like a group of three. Would that help, hinder?
A group of three?
Yeah. If you had three people.
Sure.
Okay. You don't want to do one, you want to do two,
you're going to completely force them.
Correct. Correct. But you want to change places with this person for a week or so and just see how it goes. I think that'd be great.
My list is long already.
I know. I've done some preliminary thinking about it. There are too many to really go through. Can I take my top 10 of people I would like to I would like to trade places with for a little while.
I think it'll get a lot
and
of
interaction. If my wife is listening, she's going, oh, no, another top. She claims that I put everything into lists. So she could be right on that. 319-366-1600. The Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. There are a lot of people interested in Meriwether McGregor here.
Yeah. 0255. McGregor is a decent stand-up fighter and strong. Mayweather is not a knockout guy. I think McGregor will give Mayweather a good fight if it happens.
Okay.
37-76. Also think Connor would take the fight. He's got a stone chin and has more fighting skills with heavier hands.
Like I said, I'm not an expert in MMA, not in boxing as well. Conor McGregor has the age going in his direction, obviously. Meriwether's 40, correct?
Correct.
At this time. Probably by the time this all gets signed, sealed, and delivered, he could be 41. If it's a toe-to-toe battle, though, I think Meriwether still wins.
Mayweather,
yeah. I'm sorry. Mayweather still wins. If it's anything else, yeah, I think McGregor could take him.
Mm.
But if it's going to be a boxing match, which it sounds like it's going to be, I'm going to have to go with the boxer on this one. He's been doing it a little longer than Conor McGregor. Just my thinking.
Hold off on your answers to our topic tomorrow.
Yeah,
already,
man, please.
Already getting texts. Somebody wants to exchange places with Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's not bad.
No
That's
pressure,
bad.
Yet still living the dream.
True. And I know we're going to get people that will say, like, that are going to say Verlander, Tom Brady. Maybe we should put a codicil in it that...
Dustin Johnson.
It doesn't depend on who you're going to go home to. Perhaps we should put that in there. Or does that just make it more fun? Because you can, obviously, Dustin Johnson or
you get Paulina
Justin Verlander.
In the package,
you
right?
Yeah, Verlander going to Kate Upton. You know, you had, used to have Rodgers with Olivia Munn, but that's over with now, so...
Well, that's tomorrow's topic.
That's tomorrow.
But, we've already whet the appetite of the audience.
Yes, we have.
Cyclone Tim on the text line says McGregor will find out just how much of a difference it is between his boxing skills and Mayweather's skills.
I agree with Tim. I agree with Tim. By the way, Tim, Steve Prohm coming up on the Todd Brommelkamp show. The Cyclone Caravan's going to be here in Eastern Iowa coming up early next week, so... Steve Prohm's going to talk with Todd and Alex coming up between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. We're going to play Race to Win. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. This coming down the line here, the Blue Jays have suspended Kevin Pillar 2 games for saying a homophobic slur in last night's game. Also, Kevin Pillar really, I think, set the bar on what you should do when you do something stupid. And that is, he came out immediately with a statement. It wasn't put out by a publicist. It wasn't put out by someone else. It was put out by himself, saying he said all the right things. Let's see. I'm going to read an excerpt of it here. I had just helped to extend use of a word that has no place in baseball and sports or anywhere in society today. I'm completely and utterly embarrassed and feel horrible to have put the fans, my teammates, and the Blue Jays organization in that position. I have apologized personally to Jason Mott, but also need to apologize to the Braves organization and their fans, and most importantly to the LGBTQ community for the lack of respect I displayed last night. This is not who I am, and will use this as an opportunity to better myself. Good job by Kevin, not last night, but in everything else he has done. If you missed it, after a strikeout last night in the game between the Jays and the Braves, used a slur that should not have been used.
Pillar was angry that Mott, what Pillar thought, was quick pitching him to get a strikeout, and it was a heat of the moment thing that doesn't... it's not an excuse, but I agree with you. Pillar handled it, you know, quickly, abruptly, succinctly, and I think he handled it the way most people should if they make a mistake.
I would agree. I would agree. And he is going to be suspended by the Blue Jays for two games. So I think good job as well by Toronto as they set an example that is not going to be acceptable in their organization. So he will sit out a couple of games. Twins were rained out, stormed out last night. You see some of the footage of the lightning at Target Field? Mm. I mean, we saw it here, but it was also extended up to the Twin Cities, and we kind of thought during the day that they weren't going to get that game in. Playing a day-night doubleheader. Reason we don't have it tonight is that they're starting at 6 o'clock for the game tonight between the Rockies and the Twins. So I've had some people inquire about that throughout the day, and that is the reason why. For this one, with late coming on the schedule, I just didn't want to have it joined in progress. So
we'll have Twins baseball on the weekend starting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against the Kansas City Royals. Twins at home for a three-game set. We'll also have NBA action on the weekend as well.
Yeah, NBA action, of course, tomorrow night as well, as it'll be game two between the Cavaliers and the Celtics from Boston. And then Saturday night, Golden State and San Antonio will go at it in game three. And then Sunday night, ESPN's going to have the NBA game. So no Sunday night baseball for this week. It will be instead game three between Boston and Cleveland. Some more from the state track and field meet. Told you Blair Brooks won in the 3A boys high jump. Center pointer Banna's Adriana Catcher, second in the girls 3A 3000 to the great Joy Ripslinger of Davenport Assumption. Only lost by 1 second, 9 minutes, 55 seconds to 9:56. So good job by Adriana Catcher. I believe only a freshman up there at CPU. So she may be the heir apparent there. And tennis going on today. The spring sports starting to wrap things up. Obviously with the state co-ed track and field meet going on right now. And tennis is coming up next week around the corner. And golf coming up next week as well around the corner as we get into the Memorial Day weekend.
I'm anxious to give something away.
Race to Win.
Like that? Is that what you're talking
That'll
about?
Work.
All right. We've got, we're running out of prizes, and that's good. We've got a total so far left of 4 prizes remaining for Race to Win. We're going to take caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. If you won something during Race to Win, congratulations. But let some of our other great listeners in on the fun here. We'll let you know who our contestant is when we come back.
Optimized lines of sight. Check. Easy controls. Check. Zero turn. Engaged.
Gravely zero turn. Pro turn 400. You are cleared for takeoff. Lower your deck and roll.
Roger that, Tower.
Gravely zero turn mowers from City Tractor and North Liberty help you fly through mowing, use less fuel, and cover more ground in less time. And let's face it, have some fun too. Your mission starts at locally owned City Tractor, just off the I-380 North Liberty exit and at citytractor.com.
Where you're cleared to landscape.
Got some property to take care of? Let a Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today. To find your local Kubota dealer, visit iowakubotadealers.com.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you at 3:52, and we are back with Marcus from Central City, who's set to join us to play Race to Win. Some great prizes still remaining on the board, including the 4 pack of tickets to see a Minnesota Twins game, Coach's Corner, and Carl and Ernie's gift cards, and also a $50 gift card, $50 worth of car washes to Right Wash. And Marcus joining us from Central City. Marcus, how are you?
Good, thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks for playing here today. And you know how the game is played here with Race to Win?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sounds confident. He is ready to go. So I will ask you, Marcus, to make a selection. The numbers remaining are, I will let you know these right away, 2, 5, 12, 14, 15, 16, 21, and 22. So what will be your selection?
Not sure if I'm hungry or if I need my car washed.
Tough
let's
decision.
Go with number 12.
Number 12.
$30 gift card from Coach's Corner Sports Pub.
He's going to wash his own vehicle and
he's gonna get the food.
Work up an appetite.
Maybe. What will match number 12, the $30 gift card to Coach's Corner?
Well, I think I'm number one, but we'll go with number two.
All right. We'll see if number two is the winner.
$30 gift card from Coach's Corner Sports Pub.
Oh, you got to eat good at Coach's Corner. All right, Marcus, stay on the line, and Alex will get your information. Congratulations, and thanks for playing today.
Thanks, guys. Great show.
Thank you. So, Marcus, another winner with Race to Win. We're down to three. And then there were three, Mark, with our Race to Win prizes. Twins tickets still out there.
Yeah.
Good tickets, too. I've seen where they're at. Really good tickets.
Marcus selected a car wash and Coach's Corner Sports Pub over Twins.
Well, you might have known.
You can't lose, really,
right,
can you?
Right, you can't lose in anything. It's your personal preference here. So congratulations going out to Marcus from Central City as he is going to go eat at Coach's Corner Sports Pub.
Twins can lose, but he can't. Yeah,
Iowa City. I wanted to get this out. A couple things. First of all, coming up next on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, they will be talking to Steve Prohm. Sean Keeler will also join him. Sean Keeler with the Land 10. So we'll enjoy those two interviews. Also, they'll have a chance for you to win again with the City of Fairfax and the Fairfax State Savings Bank. They are taking a bus trip on July the 24th. I like to think of it as the White Sox taking on the Cubs. That's not the way it's written here, but that's just me. And you're invited to board the bus. Listen each afternoon to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn for your shot to score a daily qualifying prize courtesy of local businesses in Fairfax. And today, I believe, it's their $50 gift certificate to Chaos Motors. So don't quote me on that, but it's one of the great Fairfax businesses out there. All winners will go into the drawing to win a pair of tickets on that bus for the Monday, July 24th White Sox-Cubs game at Wrigley Field. And more information at kgymradio.com. Wanted to get this in before we left the airwaves today. Just another brick in the wall here, Mark, as far as where sports is going, and it's a business. I think this may be one of the last bastions besides the Rose Bowl. The Rose Bowl is still called the Rose Bowl. It's not, you know, X Corporation Bowl.
We got Wrigley Field, Fenway Park, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to get into semantics. I mean, but anyway, the LA Memorial Coliseum, one of the last that has not put a corporate name on the marquee, and it sounds like that is going to change as USC and the LA Coliseum, apparently, according to Sports Business Journal, they have entered into a 15-year naming rights agreement, $70 million with United Airlines. Sounds like they're going to keep, part of it is that they're going to keep the term Memorial Coliseum in there, so I got to think it's probably going to be called the United Airlines Memorial Coliseum. But it's been around for so many years.
1923 it opened.
And Olympic Games, it's hosted two Olympic Games.
Mm-hmm.
And to see that go into the corporate naming pool is kind of sad.
Money walks the dog.
I know that. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just it's kind of a sad situation there. So sounds like the USC Trojans, and then they kind of stole the thunder that United Airlines was in the running for the new stadium that has been pushed off a year now in Los Angeles that the Chargers and the Rams are going to share. So they got to find a different partner out there, and maybe that had something to do with it.
Airlines should put their money to more effective uses.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. All right. Tomorrow, our topic, one more time, Mark, quickly.
Yeah, you can have a chance to exchange places with anyone in sports. Who would it be? Let's talk about it tomorrow.
All right, we'll do that tomorrow. Barry Abrams joining us tomorrow as well. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up next. Among their guests, Iowa State men's basketball coach Steve Prohm. Have a great Thursday night, everyone. This has been the Gym Class, KGYN.
Thank you for never giving up.
Thank you for protecting our planet.
Thank you for saving the human race.
Only Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil can deliver.